Once long, long ago, there was a little girl that was obedient to her mother. But one day she went deaf. Oh, she was really sad, so very sad. She got very, very sick of it all. So she decided to run away from home. The girl's mom was worried, but whatever. The girl could do nothing about that now. Her mother got an amazing draining headache. And in about 2 weeks, she died. She died. And
now
she's dead.
Well,
shit!
But strange and amazing things do really happen. And somehow, just after the girl's mom died, the very next day,
the girl
had her hearing again. For many years, the
girl
didn't
go
home
at all. After a long time, the girl
wasn't a girl
anymore. Now,
she was becoming the same age as young women.
And you know
what
that means.
Yeah.
Let me check.
No.
Oh. What?
American beauty.
Baby.
Oh. Again.
Oh.
Again.
No.
Okie dokie.
Now,
one day
when she was going on a picture-perfect picnic
all
by herself,
the
king passed by and he thought,
okay,
looks nice. And he thought
she's really an
excellent choice for
a mate.
So he
decided to ask the girl
what she thought about some and some.
Oh.
But all
she could think about was babies and
how
she didn't want any of
them
right
now.
So
she
said to the
kind
king, actually, I only like women. The king didn't like that at all, and he told the
girl,
I
am the
king,
you
ignorant cunt. And then,
shit! No!
You sick old man,
she
said to
that
mean king,
but the king just kept
right on going after her, becoming
body.
What was she to do? She realized she had
to use strategy.
So she told the
kind
king, take me home and
find
out my amazing secrets. Barely had
she
said that when
she
grabbed
a
big stone and brought it down
fast
on the
head
of the mean king.
Yeah.
Maybe this
embarrassing
fiasco
will one day
become
a problem
for me. For
now,
I am
arch enemy
of, well,
sorry,
we're
not
always perfect.
It won't
happen again. And with that tricky move,
she
got out of torture.
How amazing
that
was to
everybody that was
about
at the time.
It was
very
amazing to us
that
she
just
got a little ticket.
Then do
you
know what happened after that?
Well,
the
girl
whose past was
a little gross and somewhat
how
to put it, well,
tortured
and sad,
grabbed all
of
her things
and
brought
all of them
with her
and
went
off
into the
world.
After 30 long days
at sea,
when she
thought
she couldn't barely take
any more,
she was
lucky to meet
Beethoven
and friend Mozart,
also
out at sea at that time.
This is
incredible, thought
the girl.
Beethoven
and Mozart
were
in college, and they begged the
girl
to come
to the club with
them.
Wait, I
don't know
about this.
I
have had
a problem
with a man before,
and just
so
you
and your friend
know,
I did
kill
that mean man with
a
stone.
Beethoven
and Mozart completely understood. They
both
started to brag about all
the different
women and children they had
killed
before,
but the girl wasn't
believing
them
at all. She could tell that they
both
were
just showing
off
for
her. All
this made
her feel
wanted
and
kind
of like
a trophy.
So she went with
them
to the club and had an amazing night out with
the two boys.